Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. His fabulosity is unmatched. Mr. Rob Center, a great producer on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate his help and hard work. He's got one more show to podcast today, and that's our WKOK Sunrise interview with movie Mike McGranahan. He's here, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate. I always repeat that, and it'll be germane here in a moment. He's also an author and prolific tweeter. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Much appreciated. Okay, let's start out with your review of A Man Called Otto.
Tom Hanks plays the title role in A Man Called Otto. His character should have been called Forrest Grump. He's a cranky widower whose plan to kill himself is repeatedly foiled by his new neighbors, who need to borrow a ladder to get a ride to the hospital and about a million other things. At first, Otto can't stand them and is downright rude to them, but over time he starts to soften up. Through flashbacks, we learn about the life events that have made him become so bitter. Tom Hanks is well known as one of the nicest guys in Hollywood, so it's a real change of pace to see him playing the kind of character that seems tailor-made for Clint Eastwood or Tommy Lee Jones. He pulls it off surprisingly well, continually finding new ways to convey the guy's crankiness. He also knows when to play it for comedy and when to use it to suggest the significant pain inside. The story is more of a mixed bag. When it sticks to Otto and his new neighbors, it's funny and touching, if a bit predictable. When it gets into subplots about his longtime feud with another neighbor or a viral video involving Otto, it starts to feel contrived. The majority of the movie is on point, though, and Tom Hanks is wonderful playing the opposite of Mr. Rogers, so A Man Called Otto is worth seeing on those counts. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 grumpy cats.
Well, first of all, very heavily promoted. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been looking at trailers of this for months.
And it did well at the box office. It expanded into wide release last weekend and did very well, which is an encouraging sign because movies aimed at adult audiences have not been doing well. You look at some of the movies that are up for Oscars, or potentially up for Oscars next week, like Tar and Babylon and things like that, and they've really struggled at the box office, whereas A Man Called Otto did extremely well. So people turned out for Tom Hanks. There was something about this story that attracted people. So hopefully adults will continue returning to theaters.
Well, everybody has a neighbor called Otto.
Everybody has someone similar to this character, yeah.
Yeah, we have one across the street from our home. He knows who I mean, too. I hope he's listening. Well, we kind of jab each other back and forth a little bit, so.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, and you just mentioned Oscar and A Man Called Otto in the same sentence. That's appropriate?
I don't think it's going to get any nominations, to be honest with you. In a lesser year, Tom Hanks might be a contender. He's certainly worthy of it, but I think the competition this year is too strong, so I don't think he will quite make the cut.
All right, so that's not part of this particular conversation, but worth seeing. Three
grumpy cats.
Three grumpy cats. Okay, what's a grumpy cat?
Do you remember the grumpy cat phenomenon a few years ago? It was a big viral sensation.
Okay, I guess a little bit, yeah. So, okay, super.
And he has a cat in this movie, which, of course, everyone here at Sunbury Broadcasting knows, because the cat from the film visited us here on Wednesday of this week.
I know,
week.
That was so much fun.
It was.
I really enjoyed that. I wish I had seen the trailer before I met the cat.
Oh, yeah. The cat's in the trailer a lot.
Right, I would have known who he was talking about. But, yeah, the wonderful, wonderful cat, yeah, so super. Okay, and please adopt your cats around here. They need a good home, everybody. Okay, so A Man Called Otto, three grumpy cats, and a good movie. Tom Hanks, of course, pretty darn solid actor across mm-hmm. the board. Anybody else kind of shine or emerge here?
The movie is really focused around him, so okay. he is far and away the reason to see it. Like I said, the story's predictable. You know where it's going to go, but he is so good that it's worth a look.
I love this comedic line in the trailer where he says somebody's trying to park a trailer, and of course it's a very hard to do, and they end up on the sidewalk, and they say, "What are you trying to do?" And the person says, or he says, "What are you trying to do?" And they say, "Parallel park." And he says, "Parallel to what?"
Yeah, it's a good line.
Yeah, nicely delivered too. Okay, another mini review. Let's do two of them. Mm-hmm. Skinamarink.
This is the horror sensation that is dividing the nation. This is an experimental horror film that people either are completely freaked out by or completely bored by. It does not have a traditional story. Basically, the scenario is that two young children wake up in the middle of the night, their parents are missing, And there's some kind of mysterious entity in the house with them that makes all the doors and windows disappear and does a few other freaky things. But the style of this movie is odd because you never, except on two occasions, you never see the children's faces. You only ever see their feet or hear them talking from off camera. The movie consists of a lot of shots of corners and hallways and ceilings, and it's all done with this super grainy look that's almost like watching a movie through a snow squall. So the idea is to create a really intense, eerie atmosphere rather than to tell a traditional story. And like I said, people were either completely freaked out by it or completely bored by it. I was freaked out by it. I saw it over Christmas break. They screened
Without
it for
success
me early.
For the movie to be freaked out.
Right, okay. Right. That's what it's trying to do. And just, you know, just the whole, this movie feels evil. That's really the best way I could put it. And with that grainy look, I kept thinking that I saw things in it, and I wasn't sure if they were really there or not, and that's part of the mystique. But because it doesn't have a traditional story, and because it is just mostly shots of ceilings and corners and hallways and stuff like that, some people are going to be very bored by it. So I do recommend Skinamarink for people who are receptive to experimental horror. I walked away from this movie feeling very eerie and kind of creeped out a little bit. So I give it 3 stars. There's going to be a contingent of people who are actively angry at this movie because it is so unconventional and so intentionally inaccessible.
And you said that 3?
I give it 3 stars, 3. Yeah. Okay. I mean, like I said, the experience of watching it for me was unnerving.
Okay, so it kind of accomplished what it wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Is this sort of the Blair Witch Project kind of thematic conversation? Should that be part of this?
They're kind of similar in that they both have a style that's designed to pull you in. The Blair Witch story has much more characterization and more plot than Skinamarink does. Skinamarink is an exercise in tone and atmosphere, and can we create this very eerie vibe and sustain it for 100 minutes? And they do. But like I said, it tests your patience intentionally, and you really have to pay attention to the very, very few clues that the movie gives you to understand what's supposed to be happening, because it doesn't show you any of that directly.
All right. Why do I already know the word Skinamarink?
Popular children's song.
Okay. All right. Right. Okay. There you go.
Yeah,
thank
like
you.
A nursery school rhyme.
Okay. Also, Plane is out now.
This movie's just dumb fun. This stars Gerard Butler as an airline pilot, and he's taking a flight out of Singapore to China, and he's got a murderer on the plane who's being extradited. And during the flight, they hit bad weather. The plane crashes. They end up in a part of the Philippines that's overrun by militias. And he's got to try to get his passengers back to safety. And, of course, the only person who can really protect everybody is the guy who's already a killer. So it's kind of a silly action movie. It reminds me of some of the stuff from the 80s, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando. Hardcore action, lots of violence, doesn't take itself too seriously. So it is kind of dumb fun. So 3 stars for Plane as well.
All right. It's just odd coincidence that the pilot of a normal airliner is a super skilled fighter.
Right, right.
Ultra tough.
One of those.
Can never.
Yeah.
Die, knows the moves to fight and so on. Well, he would have been military. It would have been Air Force if he got his pilot's license or pilot into skills there. So, okay, so that's Plane. So what are you saying about that?
Yeah, 3 stars for that
one.
Good. I think it's a lot of fun if you just want an old-fashioned, mindless action movie.
And Auto is seen where now?
In theaters.
All right, and Plane is in theaters?
Yep, all three this week are currently playing in theaters locally.
Okay. All right, entertainment news. David Crosby died yesterday.
He did. You know, such a great musician. And really, I'd like to take this opportunity to recommend a documentary about him from a few years ago called David Crosby, Remember My Name. And it's a very fitting film to watch right now because it was him assessing his life and career and kind of owning up to his own faults. And David Crosby was a little bit before my time musically. I know some of his songs and I have a great appreciation for his talent, but that was more like 60s and 70s, where I was more of a late 70s, 80s kid. But fascinating film that tracks his career, but also the things that derailed him along the way, his substance abuse, things like that. So A great musician, a very influential musician, David Crosby, passed away. But the film is called David Crosby, Remember My Name. It's a documentary. I gave it 4 stars when it came out a few years ago. It's a really, really terrific film.
Well, yeah, and his music, boy, Woodstock era stuff, just fabulous. And Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, sort of the middle row of anybody's good album collection. So, yeah, that's tough news there. Okay, Critics' Choice Award winners are out. Some of the people you hope to win. Win?
The people that I voted for did not win, but we don't have any unworthy winners here. Everybody who won deserved it. Best Picture went to Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best Actor was Brendan Fraser in The Whale. Cate Blanchett, unsurprisingly, won Best Actress for Tar. And in the supporting categories, Angela Bassett won Best Supporting Actress for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And Ke-Huy Quan won Best Supporting Actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once. This is a guy who played Data in The Goonies and Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom in the 80s, and in the 90s his career hit the skids, and he disappeared for basically 30 years and came back with this film, and now he's on track. He's winning all these critics awards, and he's definitely going to be nominated for an Oscar on Tuesday, and he has a good chance of winning that. So really nice comeback story there for him and for Brendan Fraser, whose career was derailed for a while after he was sexually assaulted by the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the people that give out the Golden Globes. He went into a depression, kind of lost his mojo work-wise. Now he's come back with a performance that's going to get him an Oscar nomination on Tuesday.
All right, and Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, the acting ensemble won an award for acting ensemble, which that's super. I just saw that film. That's super. I really,
really
enjoyed that.
Really good movie, yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And let's see. Who was the other? Oh, Janelle Monáe won a See Her Award. Tell us about that.
Yes, the See Her Award is something that we give out every year to a female entertainer who has done things to make strides for women in the entertainment business. And that's one of the reasons I'm so proud to be a member of the Critics' Choice Association, is that we have things like that, and we honor people like Janelle Monáe, who are entertaining us, but also doing things behind the scenes to advocate for women and make more opportunities for women.
All right, fabulous. All right, one sentence, please. Julian Sands is missing. You'll recognize him when you look up his picture, like I did.
Yeah, Julian Sands, an actor known for A Room with a View, and for horror fans, known from the Warlock movies. He disappeared after taking a hike up Mount Baldy in Southern California. They had to call off the rescue mission because weather conditions are possible for avalanches. So we're hoping that they're going to find him and that he's safe, but it's not looking so good.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep everybody up to date about that. Movie Mike McGranahan, thank you so much coming in. Always appreciate it. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, of course, is a parent sponsor by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org, the other good website to know if you want to find out more about the things we just talked about, aisleseat.com.